Welcome to Everybody Can, a conversation about volunteers and volunteer opportunities in Jefferson and Clallam counties. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen, career counselor and committed community volunteer. Our show is inspired by the words and spirit of Dr. Martin Luther King. Everybody can be great because everybody can serve. We bring you information about the people who volunteer, serve on boards, donate, and sometimes just show up to help build what King called a beloved community. And today we have a beloved community member who relies on her heart as central to guiding her as she considers volunteering. She bridges social and environmental concerns into the creative process that invites collaboration. Adriana Santiago, welcome to our program.
Thank you.
So, Adriana, you are with a larger organization called Local 2020, and within that, there are different action groups, and we are speaking to the action group called Resiliency of the Heart. Is that correct?
Yes.
Excellent. Tell me a little bit about Local 2020, and then if you could drill down further, what the Resiliency of the Heart focuses on.
Sure. Local 2020's mission is geared around local sustainability and resilience through integrating ecology, economy, and community through action and education. And the Resiliency of Heart Action Group is focused specifically in connecting through our hearts into action. And a lot of what we are doing has a collaborative and creative element. And the creativity is inspired through what is being communicated and what is needing to be communicated and how we can create in that realm.
And how did you get involved with this particular action group?
I began working with Suzanne Jones. She is a local community member who offered collaboration around intergenerational work together. She's also an artist and she teaches nonviolent communication. So it was through our synchronicity that we found Local 2020 together.
I want to put a bookmark on intergenerational, but I'd also like to talk a little further about the Resiliency of the Heart Action Group. How many folks are involved?
Well, I think the best example that I can speak to numbers for was the intergenerational art movement's Chester Square mural, and that involved over 50 local artists, and it also took over a year to create.
Oh my goodness! So let's talk about the motivation and the inspiration for the Chester Square. So, the Resiliency of the Heart, is there a core group that said, what do we want to tackle this quarter? I mean, what is kind of the functional aspect? How do you move your heart into these artistic, creative, collaborative moments?
I think it often relies on what's being voiced as needs and wants within the community. And with the Chester Square, we started by meeting and offering basically a spontaneous art happening, is what we were calling them, happenings, where people would happen upon us in the square, and we were there to openly offer art supplies for free and see what kind of collaboration we might find together. And so in that space, we would hear each other's voices and hearts.
I love it. So I'm just envisioning, you know, you got permission from the property owner and you're starting on this project, and I just happen to be walking by because I'm going to Aldridge's for coffee, and you have a paintbrush and you kind of invite me in. Is that what I'm understanding?
Yes.
Very, very cool. So you mentioned it's been a project for over a year?
The mural took place in creation over a year.
Wow. And so I have not seen this artwork. Could you describe what the subject matter is and a little bit more about this beautiful piece that we can all stroll by?
Sure. The site is formerly called Chester Square, and it's right above the Land Trust and Puff and Shoe Repair. And that space has had a history of many community businesses. So the location of the mural is above the Land Trust and Puff and Shoe Repair. And we were having a hard time communicating to, when we were flyering, exactly what this location was and where it was. And the owner, Malcolm Dorn, said, "Hey, it's Chester Square. There's a sign over here." And he pointed out a really small little sign that was hard to see. So I suggested to him after a little bit of consideration, "What do you think if we painted as a group a sign for the square and pointed above the land trust and Puff and Shoe Repair where there's a beautiful space for a sign?" So that's how it was began. Mm-hmm. And then the other part of the theme was just considering that there were so many businesses that had rotated through this space over time and community members involved in this space. And so we wanted to create something that spoke to that cycle of time and community connection to not only each other, but to the environment that we take place within.
Very interesting, the time and space. Now, for our listeners who don't live in Port Townsend proper, we're talking about the intersection on Lawrence and the cross street. Do you know the name of that cross street of the square?
Oak Street.
Okay, so informally, it's right next to where we have our Saturday market. And
Yeah.
And so can you describe the mural a little bit?
Yeah, the mural has elements of the beautiful environment that we live in. It has a bit of a collaged, I would say, medium to it. And so it actually includes more than just paint. And the repair that's been ongoing is actually repairing some of the collage layers, which to me it has some metaphoric value. And I think it's a beautiful reason to continue to work on the mural together. There's a big rainbow, and in central below the rainbow there is a dog, and that is Chester, who was the property owner's dog, who was with him everywhere he went, and he named the square after Chester.
Oh, that's so priceless. Yeah.
And then there's the mountains, and there's whales, there's a lot of plants and animals, and there's some people, and people that represent different parts of time in the local community, and also include Walter McQuillan painted in some of his family and some symbolism for the Macaw tribe, which is really special.
That is all-encompassing. That truly does reflect a community image. How many people do you think were involved that helped with this as they wandered through? Did you have kind of an anecdotal head count, if you will?
Yeah, the number was 48.
Wow. And how about how would you estimate the youngest of the participants? What would you say?
I think they were probably around 3.
Three years old or three little people?
3 years old.
Wow.
There were a lot of little people, definitely. And two of our major collaborators were young ones from the Chimicum area, and their names are Chloe and Ayla, and they're a family of artists. Their mother, Sarah Leonard, was with them, also really dedicated to the project.
That is pretty fantastic. If you're just joining us, this is Missy Nielsen on Everybody Can, KPTZ 91.9. We're talking to Adriana Santiago about resiliency of the heart, and in particular, their most recent project at Chester Square. This is a project, Adriana, you put a lot of love and labor into, and I'm curious, what was the most unexpected thing that grew out of this project?
Probably the amount of time that it took to finish it. I think I had greater, and I usually have with these collaborative projects kind of extreme ambition that, and I didn't expect it would take as much time as it did, but you know, it actually does take a lot of time to bring that many people together into a creative collaboration.
Indeed, indeed. Well, as our listeners reflect on resiliency of the heart, and I can say at least for myself, my heart has been has been challenged recently with all that's been going on in our lives, feeling pretty fragmented, pretty raw, pretty tough. And I think this is a lovely thing to be reflecting on, how we can articulate and create and process. And I'm just curious if there were like three or four important points for listeners to understand the value of this process. Could you help us learn a little bit more about how we lead with our heart to move through difficult times or just any old time?
So I would start with listening and observing, communicating with my heart, having communication with my heart, and also communicating from my heart. And I've learned a lot from nonviolent communication to effectively do that. And the observation has been a principle that I learned from permaculture. I would say the importance of reciprocal exchange, which is in balance with volunteered collaboration, really can honor equality as a principle.
And I have a question about that. Reciprocal exchange, meaning the value of all participants or the balance of what in terms of collaboration?
The balance of what we're giving and what we're taking, the balance of what we need and how that can break down into all different layers. So what I need and what another person needs might be two different things, but when we sit down and bring voice to those things, we can find a place for exchange. Just even in that communication, being able to hear each other can be a really rewarding experience in itself. But also, usually, there's something more deeper down that we can connect on.
That's fabulous. So an expression that becomes a portal for understanding each other, and at the end goal, everyone's needs particularly could be met and understand and acknowledged. What? Mm-hmm. And anything else you might add to that guidance for a listener who's thinking, oh, what can I do to create, to process?
I'm just really allowing for generosity to be a guiding principle from the heart also, and recognizing the wealth that is there. Very different than the form of what we're usually dealing with in exchange with currency.
So the Chester Square you mentioned is on a little bit of, you did some repair and rehab, and this is a powerful thing to be considering that's within our own means, is how we can move through our heart to be resilient and also build community. Your particular action group it sounds like it invites many people in. It is collaborative and expressive, but here we sit in the time of COVID and social or physical isolation. I like to distinguish physical isolation as opposed to social isolation. We can figure out a way to connect, but what is your action group doing, or how are you pivoting with COVID as the overlying lens right now?
Yeah, I think that goes back to that balance piece, and recognizing that COVID is really allowing a lot of inward focus and creativity to flourish in a healing way there. And at the same time, my work really has heavily relied on community interaction and engagement. So immediately I felt the change that was going to be needed in that work. Still discovering how to find a balance in that, where we can be together, and maybe that isn't always in a physical space. We did create a soundscape piece for Earth Day, and so I invited community members to send in sound clips.
Oh, fantastic.
So that's one example of how I managed to answer that longing to be in connection.
That is fantastic. So if I would like to get more involved or learn more about this action group, do you have a contact number or email we might throw out to our listeners to consider getting involved in this way?
Yes, my email is adrianasantiago@gmail.com. And it's adrianasantiago@gmail.com. And I just want to add that I find joy in the creativity of the challenges of socially distanced creativity and how we can still be responsible to our hearts' longings to be together and one another and work with one another in a way that we can respect and honor safety as part of it.
That is a great way to land this episode, finding joy and figuring this all out and choosing a perspective. Adriana, this time goes all too quickly, and I really am so glad we got to talk to you about your work, and I wish we could have had more time to talk to you about your personal work and what moved you to volunteer. But again, thank you for joining us today. The Resiliency Action Group, to be clear, is under the umbrella of Local 2020, so that's another space where they might learn a little bit more. Adriana, I look forward to hearing more about your next project with the Resiliency Group. Thank you.
Thank you.
Everybody Can is a production of KPTZ 91.9. I'm your host, Missy Nielsen. Our production coordinator and sound engineer is Taylor Clark. And editing is in the masterful hands of Jared Dufresne. I'd like to thank our programming manager, Larry Stein, and all of the incredible volunteers that work hard to bring eclectic music, local news, and conversations to us here on the North Olympic Peninsula. You can also join us on the web at kptz.org. Remember, do let us know who you have seen stepping up in your community by sending us a quick email to everybodycan@kptz.org. Now go out, get involved, and pick up a paintbrush. See what it does for your heart today. Take care.